يا حياتي يا فؤادي يا عشيقي يا ودادي يا قصري. Previously on Heartbreak.
Assalamu alaikum. So, what can I do for you, Yasir?
Hussein bhai, I know that you have always been a fair and logical man, which is why I'm here to appeal to you to please speak to Rumaisa about giving me access to the children. I cannot function because every time I speak to them, their sobs and pleas break me down.
You know, Yasir, I always respected you, thought so highly of you. But now that I see my child and I'm talking to my daughter, I must say I see you in a very different light.
Mummy, I always...
Don't call me Mummy. You lost that right. No, you never deserved the right to call me Mummy for everything my Rumaisa had to go through with you.
You mean what I put her through?
She has got to be the laziest lady I know. She sits on her phone the whole time. And I must see to her two children also. It's a different story if she isn't with us. And I have to take on the responsibility. But she is physically present. Should she not play her part as a mother?
Well, I don't need to play the part of a mother because I am a mother. I do everything that I have to do for my children.
And that's all that you do all day. You live like a lady of leisure without contributing a single cent to the household expenses. You want the best, but you do nothing to help in this house.
I've been trying, okay? I've been trying to get a job. It's not my fault that that good-for-nothing Yasir stopped me from working all those years.
And now, on Heartbreak.
The atmosphere in the house was tense, and Rumaisa's father was more concerned about Yasir's next move, not knowing how to break the news to Rumaisa. Yasir sat in discussion with his parents, informing them of his intention to file for full custody.
Ma, it's been such a long time, a couple of months now. It's so difficult. I don't sleep. All I hear over and over is Abdullah's cries and him begging, "Please, Daddy, please, Daddy." This haunts me.
I can't say that I know what you're going through, but I miss him so much also. Since Rumaisa stopped them from coming for the weekend, there is just a void, an emptiness.
Perhaps she will allow us to visit the children this weekend, Yasir. Fatima, phone Rumaisa tomorrow and see if you can make the arrangements.
Mummy, Daddy, I made a decision to fight for my children. Remember when we were there at the Jamiat office, the Molana said that the father has the right over the children at certain ages.
Gee, but do you think they will agree?
I went and spoke to Rumaisa's parents, but they are not budging. They are adamant about me not having contact with the children. So I decided that I'm going to contact a lawyer who will be filing for full custody. I can't simply stand by and let my children think that I don't care about them and I don't want them. I will do whatever it takes for me to get my children home with me.
Yasir, you know lawyers don't come cheap, you know that.
I know that, Daddy. I know it, which is why I am here. I have worked very hard in the family business without any complaints. For all the years that we worked together, I make shukr for what I have earned, even though it created lots of problems between Rumaisa and I. If it wasn't this important to me, I would never have come to ask. But Dad, my children are the most important people in my life, and I can't live without them.
Yasir, say no more. Listen, spare no expense in fighting for my grandchildren. Whatever your financial needs are for this fight, I've got you covered, son. Yasir, just fight for my grandchildren. I want them here. Do whatever it takes. I don't care. We as your parents will beg you for this.
Jazakallah, Daddy. This means a lot to me. I can never repay you for your help.
Ya hayati, ya fuadi, ya ashiqi, ya widadi, ya qasidi, ya muradi.
While Yasser never had the courage to ask his father for an increase, nor did he dare to leave the business for all the years of his marriage, he finally spoke up and asked his father for help. Ramesa had spent years trying to convince Yasser that he was worth more than he was earning in his father's business. And perhaps, if he had done something about it earlier, all this drama could have been avoided.
Ramesa, it's for you. I've been served.
Ya hayati, ya fuadi, ya ashiqi, ya widadi, ya qasidi, ya muradi.
Ramesa quickly closes the door and hurries over to the lounge, where she opens the envelope, which brings her to her knees.
Maskan, you are hereby notified that Mr. Muhammad has filed a petition requesting full custody of Master Abdullah and Ms. Huda. Should you wish to contest this custody petition, you must present yourself in court.
Ramesa was unable to continue reading the letter from the family court without breaking down.
No! How dare he? What does he think? He can't have my children. No, no, no way!
What's wrong? What happened?
As Ramesa hands her mother the letter, she drops to the floor, sobbing uncontrollably.
Oh Allah, I don't believe that he actually went ahead with this.
What? What's that supposed to mean, Mommy?
A few weeks ago, Yasser was here to ask for access to the children. He brought up what the Mulana said the day of the divorce about the father having rights over a son at the age of 7 and a daughter at the age of 12. But your father told him, in no uncertain terms, that he cannot and will not take the children.
What? What's that supposed to mean, Mommy? And why am I only hearing about this now? Why didn't you people tell me?
We didn't think that he would do anything. You said that he had no money. So how is he going to fight this battle now?
I should have been warned so that I could have prepared myself for this. Maybe it's not too late and I can still talk to him. Maybe he will accept visitation here with the children.
Ramesa tried to make contact with Yasser, but he declined the discourse over the current situation. As a result, she was forced to get herself a lawyer, who then, on her behalf, had a discussion with Yasser and his lawyer.
Mr. Mohammed, I'm here representing Ms. Khan. I've been instructed to see whether you are open to negotiating custody details without it having to go through the courts.
Your client and her parents were very quick to make decisions that affected the children's emotional well-being without any consideration for them or my client. Why now does she want to open up a dialogue about visitation?
She firmly believed she was doing the right thing for the children and would like to spare them the trauma of having to go through a custody battle. They're settling down now.
Tell my ex-wife and her parents that I don't want to just visit my children. I want them to come home with me.
I think that concludes this meeting. The courts will decide what is in the best interest of the children.
While the lawyers sat in discussion, Ramesa had decided that it would be best to explain to the children what was going on.
Babies?
Ummi, I'm 7 now. You can't still be calling me your baby.
You will always be my baby boy, even when you have children of your own.
What's wrong, Ummi? You seem sad.
I am just a little sad, but I must have faith that everything is going to be okay.
But why are you sad, Ummi?
I received a letter the other day. A letter from a lawyer that says that your Abba wants you to go in love with him.
Abba wants us to come home? Are we going, Ummi?
Abdullah, Abba wants us to go live with him. We still won't be a family. It just means that Abba will look after us and Ummi will stay here.
That's right, Huda. Your Abba wants custody of the two of you. He is willing to take this matter to court and let the court decide whom it is better to be with. He is going to fight to have you move back home.
Yes! Abba is fighting for us. He still loves us, Huda. He didn't forget us. I just knew it. I just knew that if he made enough dua, Allah would give me my family back.
Part of your family, Abdullah.
It isn't so easy, Abdullah. The judge will listen to everything and he or she will make the final decision about whether you will stay here with me or whether you will go back to stay with your Abba.
Abdullah was clearly excited at the prospect of going home to his father, and this reality hit Ramesa rather hard. Amidst the darkness, there remained a flicker of hope that the judge would rule in her favor. After all, what compelling argument could Yasser possibly present that would convince a judge to take the children away from their mother?
Alhamdulillah, you've been listening to Heartbreak, our Radio Islam International drama series. We now cross over to our ulama to discuss the various lessons we've learned from this episode.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Episode 9 of the drama series Heartbreak, and once again, so much heartbreak. Maulana Habib, we've been speaking about closure for a few episodes now, and we find because there's no closure, things are just getting worse. And in any situation, when you mention this word legal, you know, when you bring lawyers and you speak of court cases, it just, sometimes it might be the only option, but it always makes things so much more difficult, so much more intricate and heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's a breeding ground for more enmity. Fresh wounds will now surface, and the enmity will only get stronger. And that's why we highlighted the importance of closure in the previous episodes. That if you find closure, if you go through the proper channel, you'll be able to live your life with harmony, with peace, and you'll be able to move on. But because you haven't found closure, and because you haven't accepted the reality of the matter, you are now bringing fresh wounds. I hear your legal case. Lawyer's letter has been dropped off by Rumaisa. She opens the letter and she falls to her knees.
Gee.
That Yasser could actually go this route. Again, what's the core of the issue? Children. The children become the core of the issue here again. Yasser wants to see his children. Rumaisa does not want him to see the children. And now Yasser is pushed to go to the legal route. And look how much of unnecessary expenses are going to be incurred by both parties. As you see, Yasser can't afford the legal fees. He's just managing to break even at the end of the month.
Gee.
But now he's asking his father to help him out with the legal case. And then see how his parents are also bent on the idea that we are going to make sure that we'll do whatever is possible in our capacity to get the children. Again, what's in the middle, Ma Yusuf? Children.
Yeah, that is very important. We find also like Rumaisa, when she found out, when she received the letter, then she was open to negotiations. You know, let's kind of settle it out of court. You can have your visitation rights. But it was too late. And this is something we need to keep in mind. Never should we jump or make drastic decisions, such decisions that we might regret later. Because now it's clear she's regretting that, you know, that rule, or rather the decision to keep Yasser away from his children.
Yeah, so it's a play of egos again. If both sides can drop their egos and come to some sort of conclusion, there can be some harmony once again. And like I said, Mullah Yusuf, unnecessary expenses will be incurred by both sides. And not to say that they are both well off. Both of them are struggling at this current moment. Although Rumaisa's father is well off, but her own financial standing is not that great. Likewise with Yasser also. So here what we're trying to highlight here is that why do we need to get into all these legal battles when we can sit down and discuss our issues? And the seniors, what are the seniors of the family doing? Mm. They are siding with each other as opposed to helping both couples and trying to reach some solution. Nobody is playing that role of bringing the family together, Ma Yusuf.
Yes, that is true. What was also really heartbreaking is when Abdullah, the son, when he actually got happy at the prospect of being with his father, it was heartbreaking for Rumaisa. Mm. And you can just imagine that she's trying to give her son the world, and her son is smiling with the thought of going to the father. But once again, what we learn from here is, what is the reason? The reason is because she's keeping Abdullah away from his father. So obviously, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Mm. So once again, when our egos get in the way and we try to make when we make drastic decisions, it just comes back to bite us.
Mm. So let's keep the children at heart. Let's let go of our egos. Let's see how we can work together. Remember, we're going to highlight this point every now and then, that the children are at the core of everything. Keep the well-being of the children in front and see how you can work together. Even though you are no longer husband and wife, the parents should play a supporting role. The seniors in the family should try to bring about peace and order so that the children don't suffer. And if the children are happy, parents are happy, Mullah Yusuf.
Yes, ultimately, that will be the main thing. We highlighted this before. Perhaps the husband will get married again, the wife will get married again. So their happiness will come. It might come in 5 years' time or 10 years' time, but eventually the happiness will be there. It's now the children.
Mm.
They are still in a molding stage. Exactly. If they are affected now, that scar stays with them for life.
May Allah give us the ability to make sensible decisions, putting our emotions and feelings aside, Mullah Yusuf.
Ameen, yes, may Allah Ta'ala give us the ability as well to take a lesson from you. This is the main thing, to take the lesson and keep it for life, inshallah. Join us tomorrow. Tomorrow, very interesting, we find that the parties will go to court, legal proceedings, what happens in a court, what is the outcome, all that coming tomorrow. Be sure to tune in.
You've been listening to the drama series Heartbreak, a Radio Islam International production and Ramadan special.